to Fitfluential Radio, the intersection of fitness, health, wellness, and modern medicine. 50% education, 50% motivation. We're here to help you find your fitness. Tune in weekly for interviews with some of the most respected and experienced names in the business, providing actionable insights for you in every episode. Thanks for tuning in today. Let's roll. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fitfluential Radio. I'm your host, Kelly Alexa, and today on the show, we have Adam Legoff from NanoHydrate. Now, I've always told you guys, and I will always say this, whenever I have somebody on who represents a company or is the founder of a company, I tell you why I'm having them on the show. NanoHydrate is a brand that I was exposed to, and I thought, oh, it's just another supplement company, whatever. Well, the more that I talked to both of the founders, incidentally, both of whose name happens to be Adam. I wonder what those office meetings are like. Anyway, when I learned about this product that they created, at first I was a little skeptical because basically what they were sharing with me is that this drink that you can consume is the science behind it is extraordinary, and it improves the performance across the board, I believe upwards of 20%. Now, check the website just to make sure that my facts are straight, but they're one of the very few companies out there in the supplement space that back up what they're saying by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. In other words, they say if you get this product and you're a runner and you don't improve your time, if you're a CrossFitter and you're not improving your performance on your WODs, if you're if you're just lifting and you're not seeing gains in your strength, in your endurance across the board, they'll give you your money back. And that is something, after 7 years of running all kinds of marketing campaigns for brands, that's very rare. So it made me pay attention. And the more that I learned about their product and what the whole nano situation means, how the way that they've formulated this product so that it essentially, these are my words, it can get into your bloodstream faster so that you can perform better and recover better. I was like, okay, I dig it. And we've had a number of our influencers in our network try this product, and they truly just rave about it. I've just never had an experience like it. And incidentally, you'll learn more about Adam. He's very passionate about fitness and sports. His whole family's active. And I just thought it was a really cool story. And certainly I thought, considering what this product delivers and the fact that they back it by a satisfaction guarantee, I knew that many of you would want to hear about it. So that's why I chose to ask Adam on the show. Sit back and enjoy this interview with Adam, the co-founder of NanoHydrate. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fitfluential Radio. I'm your host, Kelly Alexa, and today I am pleased to welcome on the show the co-founder of NanoHydrate, Adam Legoff. Oh, I'm so excited. You guys have no idea before how much I was sweating before recording this that I would mispronounce his name. And you'll know when you see his name in the show notes why I was so worried. I had to have him say his name 4 times, I'm embarrassed to say, before the show. But Adam, I'm so excited to have you. Welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, Kelly. I'm happy to be here.
Well, for everybody listening, you know, I indicated some of this in my intro, but I was very excited. And you know, we don't have a lot of companies come on the show because the last thing I want to do is put out a show that sounds like an infomercial. And I'm very, very selective. And I only choose to have CEOs or founders come on the show if I think they have a really cool story. First of all, if I think it's a product that my audience would probably jump all over because they do look to us for product recommendations. And if I think there's a really cool story, and this is definitely one of those cases. Adam's counterpart, who's also named Adam, had approached me and he showed me their product. And I was going on their website and looking at their website and seeing, and we're going to get into this in a little bit, but I see what their product is and what it does, and that they have this. And you'll see that Adam, the Adam that I'm interviewing today, there's tons of video of him talking about this. They have a satisfaction guarantee that I haven't seen any company offer in the fitness space. And at Fitfluential, we've been working with brands in the fitness space for 7 years. We've executed close to 800 campaigns. I've never seen anybody stand by their product and what their product delivers for athletes and fitness fanatics like this. So that's why I wanted to have him on the show. I wanted him to tell us, why is this product? How does it work? Yada, yada, yada. So we're going to get into that. But Adam, I told you, whenever I have someone on the show for the first time, I always like, and I think especially in this case, it would be interesting for our audience to know, when did you first get into leading a fit life? Was it later in life for you? You and I are about the same age. Was it early? When did you get into a fit life, and why? What was the impetus for you starting to pursue fitness?
Well, thanks, Kelly. I have always been into sports. And so fitness was just a byproduct of me being a kid who was obsessed with winning things. I mean, my first sports hero was actually Bruce Jenner, who's now Caitlyn Jenner. And that was back in the 70s. My dad was the track coach of the Air Force Academy. And so my dad had just inundated me with watching Olympics. My dad actually qualified. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
For the 68 Olympics in the javelin. And then my dad was a decathlete. And so my dad and I were both in Sports Illustrated when I was just 10 years old. And wow. He had broken the American record in the decathlon. And I had just broken the world record for my age group in the decathlon. And so I've just always been obsessed with sports and human performance. And then it wasn't until, you know, I would say after I was, you know, in my 30s when I just was more concerned about fitness in general, because, you know, the competitive side was really not as important to me. But I have four kids that are highly athletic. And so I still am real passionate about sports, but the fitness side of it is really more for me, because I'm really into just being overall healthy and fit. And just because I want to be able to do all the sports with my kids.
Now, what would you say is your, like, if you were to describe what you do? I love how fitness has become in this day and age. It's much more hybrid. People don't tend to label themselves, but you know, people usually go, well, I do a little, sometimes I go to CrossFit, sometimes I do yoga. So what do you tend to do in a typical week?
You know, I actually am my son's wrestling partner. He's trying to be a two-time state champion this week. And so I wrestle him. And that's because I'm the only one big enough that can actually give him a match. He does beat up on me. So I'm glad the season's almost over, because my neck and my back are getting more sore by the day. So I do that. That's actually a really good workout. And then I lift weights 2 to 3 days a week, and I do cardio 2 to 3 days a week. And so I'm just a pretty basic, I'm not a class guy. I like to do my own thing, and I stick to my own personal workouts.
I like it. But, you know, when people, for everybody that's listening, of course, we're going to link up to so many things in the show notes. But when you look up Adam, you know, he and I are about the same age. I'm 49. I'm turning 50 in a month or so, a little over a month. And Adam, did you say you're 49? Are you the same age?
Yep.
Okay. So I'm bringing this up for a reason. Is I remember growing up, when you looked at somebody who was 50, you were like, oh, their life is over. And I just, you know, Adam, I've seen your video. You are in fantastic shape. And I freaking love that. And that's such a message that I want to get out to people. I mean, we have a lot of folks that are in their 20s, in their 30s. We also have a ton that are 40 plus. And I'm so passionate about getting them to understand that our bodies are magnificent machines. And yeah, we can end up having a lot of issues if we treat it, if we pour crappy food and supplements in. But if we pay attention and treat our bodies like the temple that it is, we're capable of amazing things. And we're also capable of, you know, looking forward to getting better as we age. I do not at all, I've never lied about my age. And I think it's amazing to feel that, you know, excited about turning 50 and 60 and 70 and 80. And fitness is a big part of that. I mean, tell me if I'm wrong, you're the same age as I, do you feel pretty good about looking ahead to the future? I mean, fitness is a huge part about how we feel about the future and aging in general. I feel awesome. And I'm guessing you'd say the same.
Yeah. You know, I, totally feel great. I for sure can notice some differences as far as maybe my knees and my hips and stuff like that. But as far as my overall fitness, I feel great. But I've been keeping track of my fitness for so long that I really know exactly where I am. I have one of these Garmin watches that I pay attention to all the time, and I'm a little OCD that way. Bugs my wife. But, you know, I have an unbelievable example in my parents. My dad's 73, my mom's 71, and they literally can do everything that we do. We go on family hikes all the time, and we live right at the base of the mountains. And so we go hiking, and it's everything I can do to keep up with my dad. He's 73. So when I see a normal 70-year-old who's acting like he's, you know, about at the end of his rope, it's amazing to me, because my dad is still pretty much my best buddy, and we hang out all the time and go hiking, go shooting. We go do all sorts of fun activities. And so, no, I plan on being as lean as I can be. I plan on being the leanest I'll ever be when I'm 50, just for a little challenge. I'm very lean right now, but I might just cut back on the carbs for a few weeks just to take a picture and look and show my kids when I'm 80 what I look like when I was 50.
That's awesome. I do. I think that, you know, my parents are, my mom's like 79 and my dad is 81, and yeah. They've never really, I don't say this as an insult. They've not been into the fitness life at all, but they've lived healthily, if that's a word.
Yeah. Yeah.
And everybody that meets my parents, when I tell them their age, they're like, I would never have thought. I mean, they're just very vibrant. People are usually surprised when I tell them the age of my parents. And mm-hmm. I just think we're at such a fantastic time of being able, again, to look at the future instead of going, oh, I've only got 10 good years left. I mean, literally, I'm thinking that's exactly, and you live in one of the most magnificent, one of my favorite areas of the country. You're out in Utah, correct?
Yeah, I live right in the canyon in Orem, Utah. So I literally go on my hikes 2 or 3 days a week where I just walk right out my front door and then right out to the mountains and get up the mountains with my little dog Bean Dip, and we have a great time.
I'm so jealous. That's truly one of my, in fact, I'm putting a post up. We've launched something on Fitfluential called Fitfluential Explore, because I really want to encourage people to start, you know, not doing what I did for 10 years and not take a vacation and just work, mm-hmm. but to get out yeah. and take more vacations for yeah. stress reduction, you know, and focus yeah. on sleep. And so we're starting to put up travel posts to encourage people, you know, get out, see the country, see the world, and reduce your stress. And that's good for your health too. But I would say, you know, going out to Utah is one of my all time favorites. Where we went to Park City for 2 weeks in August. It was the best time to go. It was not, you know, high. I'm getting off on a track. We'll link up to this later, but it is one of my favorite places ever. So let me just tie this back on and focus, Kelly. I'm doing it. But, you know, I get where you're coming from. You know, now we see Adam's history. So you have to tell me, have you always been an entrepreneur, or like what led you to start this company, NanoHydrate? Because you're, you know, I'm fascinated by what drives people. I was one of the most unexpected entrepreneurs on the planet. I never would have thought, I never saw myself, I never envisioned myself being a founder and founding a company. Fitfluential was one of the most unexpected, beautiful, happy success stories I've ever had. But there are some people that always wanted to. Right? Have you had other business ventures? Have you always been an entrepreneur? Or was this something, you know, tell us about the origin of NanoHydrate.
Okay, well, briefly to answer your overall question, I always planned on being an NFL quarterback. But I got injured in college and didn't really have an alternative career path. So I just I've been very hardworking, and so I just figured, hey, I don't know what to do. So I had a buddy of mine who owned a business, wanted me to come help him because I was good at sales. Because after I finished my college time, I went and sold. And did well. And so I have been in entrepreneurial my own. I've pretty much been partners or owned my own business my entire adult life. So basically since 1995. And so I have been doing mostly real estate for the last 10, 15 years. And I have a buddy who he is real concerned about concussions because both of our boys play football. And so he asked me if I'd go to a cannabis convention in Phoenix and check it out, because cannabis is supposed to be the best thing to help repair brain tissue. And so we were at this convention, and then he wanted me to help him start this product. And I was like, you know what? I just really can't see myself trying to sell a cannabis related product to a bunch of soccer moms yet. It's just, I just don't feel like we're quite there yet as a culture. But I came across a technology at this convention where they use nanotechnology, and this nanotechnology that was created by some scientists at Clemson and Brigham Young University, it breaks down basic nutrients hundreds and thousands of times smaller than they're normally found. And they tested them for, geez, they tested them for 10 years. They tested them on over 12 million chickens. They tested them on acres and acres of agriculture, mostly alfalfa. And the results were phenomenal. And I'm a huge believer in the placebo effect. And I know how many people believe in things that don't really work because of this. And so the fact that all the research was done on chickens and plants, I was way more impressed, because I know that chickens and plants aren't smart enough to have the placebo effect. And I was like, wow, this might really be something that helps. And so I asked him if I could get the license for sports performance and sports supplements. And we were able to get that. And then I basically worked with all the people that I'm close with, because my dad's been a track coach at BYU for the last 20 years. And so I'm really close to some really high-end scientists in the sports nutrition field. And we basically developed what would be the ultimate human fertilizer. And that's the easiest way I could describe this, is it is a 4-ounce bottle. It's about twice the size of a 5-hour energy. And it has all of the essential nutrients, from amino acids to vitamins and minerals, that every single human needs to function more effectively. I mean, everything from brain health, you know, clear thought, to all of your muscle reactions, your fat burning, everything works more effectively with nanohydrate. And every single person that uses it, that actually tracks their performance or tracks what it is that they care about tracking, they have success. In fact, about 75% of our customers that try it one time get on our auto ship program, just because they enjoy it. And so it's been great. And it's the reason I went all in on this, is because it was the first time in my entire life where I could actually have my own business, that the actual business was something that I was passionate about. I've always owned my own business, but the truth is, Kelly, I don't care about numbers. I don't care about real estate. You know, interest rates aren't fun to me, but watching people watching people have results and watching people feel better, watching them break their records in their marathons and in their half marathons, 5Ks, their CrossFit exercises, the workouts that they have. I mean, all of those things really are fun for me. And those are the kinds of things that I do in my free time. And so it was the first time I was able to take my free time passion and mix it with my normal entrepreneurial business life that I've had my entire adult life.
That's really cool. How long has Nanohydrate been in business?
Just about 2 years now.
Okay. Well, you're really taking off, and, you know, full disclosure for everybody, this is, you know, somebody that we are working with. So we have a client relationship, and I told you why, because I looked at what they had and I said, holy moly, I have, you know, we have had more supplement companies approach us. And in the early days, you know, Adam, you and I shared before we got on here how we similarly were into fitness and the body for life years. And that was in the early years of supplements. And so a lot of those big dogs that were the big companies everybody bought that at that time, some of them have had some scandals. They're no longer in business. But when I first started Fitfluential, any of the supplement companies that would come my way, I just was all excited about any bright blue or shiny pink drink that I could take, you know, and I didn't really understand what half of it did. I was just like, I'm so cool because I'm taking this and it makes my body like, it has this weird tingling sensation. I don't know what it does, but it's cool. And yeah, then I learned more about it. And now there's, it's interesting to see how much the space has diversified. There are so many more companies. And what's nice is there's more companies with cleaner ingredients that have, I think, products that make sense. And the more that I looked into your product, I understood, you know, it was hard for me. I don't think your everyday Joe understands amino acids and how much that's important for us when we're training, whatever our training is. And maybe you could speak to this a little bit, because I certainly know I never focused on this. I train hard. And my biggest mm-hmm. problem has been overtraining. I tend to do a lot in the past. I want to do all the cardio, all the lifting. And I would, my workouts sometimes, my first trainer, he would have me working out 2 hours a day, 6-7 days a week. And it was an addiction for me. So I didn't know when that was bad. But I can tell you that when I started to understand from you guys why you have to replenish your electrolytes, why you need those amino acids, and how our workouts can deplete that in us, then I realized this isn't just some, you know, colored stuff in a jar that we should be taking because mm-hmm. Adam says so. This is actually, it makes sense, and people can really get into overtraining like I did and be very tired. And that's when your workout results are going to diminish because you can't finish, you don't have the energy and so on. So maybe you could explain, because there's a lot of folks listening I know that don't take any supplements. So mm-hmm. To me, when I have understood what's in your product and what it does, I think it's one of the most simple, straightforward. It truly is for everybody. It doesn't have questionable ingredients in it. But I think there's a lot of people who could be runners, marathoners, CrossFitters. They're going to Orange Theory, train. I mean, we have a lot of people that train really hard. Why do they need this drink? And put it in the simplest term, what is it going to help them do?
Well, I mean, to be completely honest, if you had unlimited time and money, you could probably get by on just eating healthy. But there's very few people that have access to that kind of time to make sure that they time everything and they space everything perfectly. And we hear about electrolytes because of Gatorade, and Gatorade's so big. But honestly, Kelly, Gatorade's electrolytes are just like every other form of electrolytes. They take about 2 hours to begin to break down. And electrolytes are what causes the electrical transmission between every single cell in your body, whether it's your brain or your muscles or your soft tissue. All of it uses electrolytes in order to function properly.
Okay.
And because of the fact that we use, it's not us, we have a scientist that produces the ingredients for us in purified water, and it has, you know, all of these ingredients, but specifically electrolytes we'll talk about. They take the longest to break down. And so by being broken down into a stable particle that's 625 times smaller than Gatorade, it begins absorbing immediately. So it's actually a passive absorption. It absorbs the second you drink it. And so your electrical impulses in your entire body are improved immediately. And so the reason it's so important is because normally you don't have that readily available. And so when you start sweating a lot, then you might have cramping, you might have, you know, decreased endurance, but, with NanoHydrate, the electrolytes are absorbed at every single cell, you know, very quickly. They begin absorbing in your cell at the cellular level immediately. And so the results are fantastic. We actually have elite athletes from marathon runners. I mean, we have champion marathon runners, world-class marathon runners that only use NanoHydrate. We have Olympic lifters. We have NFL football players. We have the world's fittest teenager. He uses it. And as far as he won the 18 and under CrossFit competition. So it's worked for every athlete that uses it, notices an improvement, whether it's in strength or endurance or speed. I mean, it just basically helps overall human performance. And that's really what this is. It just takes the body and it gets it everything that every single human needs to function effectively and optimally, and makes it totally useful instantly.
You know, this might be a really silly way to describe it, but when I understood what you were describing with nanotechnology, you know, it's hard, I think, for someone to think about a drink that is mm-hmm. clear and that's going to have big particles versus small. But I guess I'm thinking of, one of the candies I love is a caramel, right? And I'm thinking mm-hmm. about the difference between a caramel, a hard caramel, if you put that in your mouth, how long it would take you to dissolve that, not chewing it up, but just like sucking on it, right? Like versus dissolved sugar or sugar that had been melted down into a liquid form. That to me is the difference of how, you know, in a dumb way, you could explain the delivery. And so I've taken NanoHydrate and so has my man. And I remember he was hesitant because he's not Mr. Supplement guy, but he was really dragging one day and he was getting ready to go to the gym to work out and I was going to work out at home. And I said, why don't you try this serious story? Why don't you try the NanoHydrate? And so he used the little bottle. What do you call it? The jetpack?
We call it a shooter.
Shooter. Okay. And he came back and he had said, he's like, I'm really dragging. And he's like, is this going to make me jittery? Is it whatever? I mean, he's very not into supplements. Yeah. And he tried it and he came back and he's like, honestly, I feel better after my workout. I haven't felt that way in a while. I've loved getting my workouts in, but I feel like I'm kind of like pushing through it. So that was his response. We've had several influencers in the Fitfluential community try this, and I would never BS you guys listening. And Adam didn't know I was going to say this, but I don't usually have, and sometimes we've done campaigns in the past for clothes and such, you know, we don't have people pinging me going, oh my God, these leggings are amazing. But I really have genuinely had numerous influencers ping me, some runners, some CrossFitters, and I would say several Orange Theory people who have intense workouts, and they're like, I love this stuff. Can you put me in touch with them? I want to use this year round. So we've heard nothing but good stuff. And I think it's a really cool story. And I also want you to, because we're kind of getting close to the end of our time, Adam. And this was why I said in the beginning of the show, I became interested in your company. And I said that we wanted to work together and I wanted to have you on the show because there's no one else I know that backs their product the way you do. And we're going to link to your video in the show notes. I'd love for you to tell people about how you back your product and what you've got on your site for everybody, because it's extraordinary. I haven't seen it with anyone else.
Well, I mean, I didn't even know that it was extraordinary, to tell you the truth. It's just, I just am 100% confident that you'll notice a difference. And if people don't notice a difference or don't like it, I mean, I don't care. They just keep it and I'll just send them their money back. And for 2 years now, the only time I've actually had to give a refund was when the product was broken in shipping. But it's something that I can't remember somebody saying, yeah, it didn't work. I mean, there's some people, maybe two or three people that haven't liked the taste as much as others, but I think it tastes delicious and most people actually really love the taste. In fact, I would say, I mean, the fact that little kids like it, that's usually a good sign that it tastes pretty delicious.
I've tasted both. I've tasted in the big bottle and I've tasted the shooters. And I like it. Yeah. I like it. And I, People that know me know I'm not the type of person that's going to fake it and get on my social channels or certainly get on this podcast and go, I like it. And then you'll hear me going, oh my God, that stuff is crap. It's just the truth. And I've heard nothing but good things. And that's why I wanted to have you on the show. I think your story is really cool. And because I know, I like that this is a product, you know, a lot of supplements, this is in my own personal experience too. You know, a lot of people that are maybe runners, or folks that are Beachbody, Orange Theory in particular, they think that, I think that maybe the supplement industry in general in the past has been more, the marketing is towards, you know, bodybuilding figure competition, and your product really helps so many. And it's been great to hear that again from runners, endurance athletes, CrossFitters, Orange Theory folks, that it's really helping them. They have more energy. They feel better after their training and their performance is improving. And that's, again, for everybody listening, why I wanted to have him on the show. I've never really seen a product that, number one, is backed by a guarantee, and number two, is can help so many people in so many different fitness categories. So, Adam, thank you so much for being on the show. Can you tell everybody where they can find NanoHydrate and also the special offer that we are going to offer to folks in the Fitfluential community?
Yeah, well, I really appreciate you having me on. It's always fun to talk about because I do love the product, and I really love hearing the results that that it gives everyone from a stay-at-home mom who's just trying to squeeze in a workout when she can to elite-level runners. I mean, I love the fact that it does help everyone. And so the best way to find it is at our website. It's NanoHydrate, ending with an 8, and NanoHydrate.com. And then we'll run a special code for all of your listeners that is Fitfluential, and that'll give them 20% off on the website.
Which is really, really, really cool. And thank you for doing that. That's awesome. So we will link up to, in the show notes, of course, to the videos I mentioned. We'll make sure that we put the code in there for you, and we'll link to NanoHydrate. And again, when you spell that, instead of the last letters being A-T-E, it's the letter 8, but we'll link up to that for easy click through in the show notes. So thanks again, Adam, for coming here. I think what you're doing is cool and extremely, and yes, it is. I'm just going to say it again. As somebody who's worked with hundreds of supplement companies, what you're offering is extremely rare. I don't know that I've seen anybody offering that. So I think it's exceptional. Keep up the good work. For everybody listening, thank you so much for tuning in. If you have any questions for Adam or NanoHydrate, of course, we encourage you to connect with them directly on their website, on Instagram. They've got a great presence there as well. If you have questions for us, for the show, for sponsoring the show, for nominating a guest for the show, you can email us, podcast@fitfluential.com. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. We'll see you next time on Fitfluential Radio. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to this interview with Adam Lega of NanoHydrate. I hope you enjoyed it. You can, of course, find all of these show notes over at fitfluentialradio.com. And if you're enjoying this show and other episodes, I certainly hope you are subscribed on Stitcher or on iTunes. And if you get a chance, we would love it if you would share this show with your friends and colleagues via social media. And of course, it would help us tremendously, and we'd very much appreciate it if you'd leave us a review on iTunes. Reviews are what helps shows get seen and heard by more people. And this is a passion project. We put the time and the money into producing this show at no cost to you guys. And it's my passion that we get this show and the information on this show and the expertise of all the guests on this show out to as many people as possible, so that we can help you all make better informed decisions and become stronger advocates for your own health and the health of your family and your loved ones. So we would sincerely love if you'd help us grow the podcast in that manner. If you have any questions, you can email podcast@fitfluential.com. You can use that to nominate somebody for a potential guest, future guest that we'd interview on the show. And you can also use that if you're interested in hearing about our advertising rates for future episodes. Thank you so much for tuning in to Fitfluential Radio. We'll see you next time.